You deserve to live life with confidence.
We're your hosts, Brooke Brewer
and Danny Mullen, here from Raw Fitness. Confidently Flawed is a podcast dedicated to bringing you the secret sauce and helping you look good and feel even better.
What's holding you back from being the most confident you?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Confidently Flawed podcast. Danny here. We got Brooke here. We're going to do a kind of a part two series, I guess you could say, to what we did last week. And last week we really talked about the morning routine, and what you guys found is Brooks and myself, our morning routines are vastly different, right? But they both kind of come to the same conclusion. It just helps us optimize our day. So, but one of the ways to best have a good morning routine is to, you know, I guess really have a good evening routine too, right? Because when you have a good evening routine, generally your sleep's going to be better. You're going to set the tone for the next day, right? Or prepare for the next day. And it's just going to set you up for success going into that morning routine and beyond, right? So let's kind of share with the people maybe the ins and outs of what we do for our routine and our nighttime routine or evening routine. And then, you know, maybe what are some of the things that they can look at when it comes to creating a routine for themselves. So I know me personally, what I do or what I've recommended for a lot of our clients here, I got a couple like key little tips, but I'd love to hear, Brooke, because I don't actually know your evening routine. I'd love to hear, like, what do you do in the evening routine and why do you do it?
Yeah. So I was just thinking about our last episode on the morning routines and how mine was just like so much more extensive and I had so much more going on. And I will say my evening routine is not nearly that extensive. I am a morning person in general. Like, I am the most creative. I'm the most energetic. Like, I just thrive more in the morning. And then my evenings, I'm tired. I'm usually ready to go to bed by 8:30. And I'm just kind of really mellow. So I don't put too much on myself, especially as a female. The more things that you do when the body is stressed out, and not that being tired is stressed out, but you kind of want to ride your body's, I guess you could say, flow. So like me being kind of tired, like I'm just not as energetic in the morning. I'm not as creative. I kind of just like let that be. And I don't try to do too many things that are going to add stress to my body. So my evening routine honestly is very, very mellow. I talked about it last week in the sense of I start my morning with more red light on all of my devices and I do that in the evening. So I try to limit my technology time before I go to bed, especially my phone. My husband and I really do enjoy watching TV together. That's just a good way we spend quality time. So we typically will watch one show before we go to bed. I don't really do good relaxing. So usually I'll be working or I'll be doing stuff while we're watching TV, but we've made that work with our marriage that to him is still his quality time, but I'm still able to just like not be so annoyed and not be so anxiety ridden because I am just just wasting time watching TV. So what I'll do is like, especially on my phone, if I'm doing like work on my phone, I put the red light screen on my phone so I'm not looking at the blue light. That actually helps your body start to wind down. So that's one thing I would definitely say is in my evening routine. I try to not eat at least 2 hours before bed just to naturally not be full unless, yes, there's a situation where like I'm just so hungry. But I have definitely found that me not eating before bed helps me sleep better, helps me rest, helps my body recover, and I just feel better in the morning. So I do cut out eating about 2 hours before I go to bed. And then I take a magnesium pill before I go to bed as well. That's like a huge part of my routine that I absolutely love. And then basically before I go to bed, it's the usual brushing your teeth, washing your face. I will say I'm really bad about washing my face. So doesn't normally happen washing my face, but the brushing my teeth. And then I have like a magnesium rub that I'll put on my feet and like on my stomach. And then depending where I am in my cycle, I actually do use castor oil packs. So I'll put my castor oil pack on my belly, which is incredible for just hormones, detoxing your liver, helping with circulation and blood flow, and also helps me sleep like an absolute baby. And then we go to bed and I try to not bring my phone into the bedroom. It's in the bedroom, but like into the bed. So we're not scrolling. I'll try to maybe do a little bit of journaling, but bed is bed. Usually we try to not do too much like screen time or reading, like just something about, I actually went to therapy and was working with a lot of sleep issues that I was having years and years and years ago. And my therapist said there is only two things that bed is for, and TMI, but it's for sleep and sex. And if you take away that, and if you start watching TV in the bedroom, if you start reading in the bedroom, if you start playing on your phone in the bedroom, your mind starts to relate that the bed is for something other than sleep or sex, and it keeps you up. So if you are someone who you feel like you cannot fall asleep at night, look at what you're doing in the bed, because truly, even like, I know people think reading like that makes you tired at nighttime, which is, yes, it's very true. But sometimes like if you're a reader in bed and you know, you have to read a bunch, like if you find yourself reading and reading and you can't put the book down, it's because your mind isn't putting the connection that you're in bed. And I will say when I started doing that technique, it was a game changer for my just sleep routine. So like I said, a big part of, I guess you could say, my routine is to not do anything. Like once we get to bed, it is good night. Like we are sleeping, we are not scrolling, we are not reading. If I do my gratitude journal, it is like literally 2 minutes and I'm done. And then, yeah, that's my evening. So not, I guess, too extensive, but I guess there are a lot of things that I do and I try to stick with those. And that helps me truly like sleep. And we've talked about it so many times on the show, how sleep is just so critical for everybody. So setting yourself up for a good night's sleep is the way to go. How about you, Danny?
Yeah, I think first, before I get into mine, I think even if yours is an extensive, I think what's key about yours that I think people can take away from is it's consistent, right? Like you're always trying to keep it consistent. And I think that's a big thing that, you know, I'll touch on in a little bit that I think is really important when it comes to evening routines, much more so than morning routines, in my opinion, at least, is if you can have a consistent evening routine, it's going to be critical for your overall ability to sleep better and just wake up rested and ready to go the next day. So mine is also not all that extensive. And I'll be the first to admit, guys, I am a health specialist, if you will. I am very confidently flawed in my evening routines. So I'll touch on mine, but I definitely have a guilty pleasure that I do every single evening. My wife and I, we also used to just would watch a movie or a show or whatever it is. With kids, we just haven't really done that in probably a couple years, to be honest. My evening lately, I work late. It's not ideal for my family, but it just is what it is right now. But I've been working till like 7:30. I get home. My youngest is already sleeping, and I pretty much get home and I start putting the kids to bed. As soon as I get home, that's sometimes a very long process, like an hour, hour and a half. But what I do is I'll take my supplements. So as soon as I get home, I take my sleep supplement that I take 90 minutes before bed. It is a combination of a lot of different things. It's got valerian root in it, passion flower, a little bit of melatonin, not much. So I'm not a big believer in like a bunch of melatonin, but it's got a little bit in there. It's got a bunch of other things in there to help your parasympathetic nervous system activate, so you're more relaxed, things like that. It helps you fall asleep. It also helps you stay asleep. It helps you to get into a deeper sleep when you do sleep. So I found a lot of value in that. It's the company that we work with, Prestige Labs, their sleep multiplier. That's worked really, really well for me and my sleep. It's drastically improved since I've done that. I also take magnesium as well. Magnesium is part of the supplement that I take, but I also take an extra magnesium. I also take vitamin D3 at night. And I think that's all I'm doing right now in the evening supplement wise. So I do that hour, hour and a half, trying to put my kids to bed, read them a story, things like that, wrestle with them till they fall asleep. And then as well, very similar to you, Brooke, I try not to eat about 2 to 3 hours before I go to bed. Same concept is, you know, my body's not going to get into as restful as a sleep if it's focusing on digesting. So I try not to eat too much before I go to bed. And then the one thing I have my guilty pleasure on is I pretty much every single night for the last couple of years, like, cause I like, by the time I get my kids to bed, it's like 8:39. I go to bed at like 8:45, 9 every night. So I really like have like 10 to 30 minutes, like, of unwind time kind of throughout the whole entire day. And that's that time. So I generally jump onto YouTube and I watch YouTube shorts for like 20 minutes. I love it. Like some of it is educational. Some of it's comedians, things like that. Right. So I am scrolling in bed as I'm not supposed to do. Maybe I can just talk to my wife. Maybe we just need to have more sex in bed. I mean, according to your stats there, right? So I do have my guilty pleasure, the confidently flawed that I am. I do scroll at night. I don't do social media at night, but I do YouTube shorts. I love it. Some days I'll do podcasts, or I will do like more educational, like business educational. That's really all I listen to is business stuff, business educational YouTube. So, but it is still screen time, things like that, which definitely is not good before you go to bed. So that is my one flaw. So not necessarily suggesting that, just telling you what my routine is. And then I go to bed. The one thing I will say though, that I always do is I make my room as pitch black as possible. Try to make it as cool as possible. And I always go to bed at the same time, pretty much every single night. Whether it is, besides Wednesday nights, because I play basketball and I get home a little later. But outside of that, every single night, I go to bed exactly at this, within half hour bed every night, same time. I wake up pretty much every day at the same time. And I do think that is insanely critical. I think it's more important to go to bed at the same time every night than it is early. And a lot of people are like, well, yeah, you can't come out with us then and this and that. I was like, yeah, to me, this is more important to have structure in my day and perform at a high level. Like, I have very big aspirations within myself personally of, and not even like financially or things like that when you tend to think of aspirations, but like, just like, I want to perform very, very high in every single thing that I do. And if I'm staying up late at night and different things there, like, that's just not conducive to how I operate. Not saying that's for everybody, but for me personally, the value in staying up till 10:30 doesn't make sense for me. Like the Super Bowl, right? I love football. I didn't watch it. I watched part of it, you know, and I went to bed at like halftime because I'd rather go to sleep and have a good day the next day than struggle for the next 3 days, right? And not get things done. So that's my routine. And definitely the takeaway is like the one I try to be the most consistent with is I always take my supplements and my evening supplements, and I always go to bed at the same time, give or take. And yes, I watch YouTube every night. Whoops. So that's my routine. Brooke, what are maybe some takeaways from that? But also, like, if somebody's trying to prevent, like, create their own routine, like, what are some things that they should look for or try to do?
Yeah. Well, I just first want to kind of address some of the things that you said. And I just want to piggyback off of the sleep thing. You know, there is so much science and so much studies that does show that sleeping with the sun is so beneficial for our health. We were not meant to stay awake super, super late at nighttime. We were not really designed for that. The true good sleep pattern is to sleep with the sun. So when the sun goes down, you go to bed. When the sun wakes up, you wake up. While yes, especially in winter months, that's really hard because you feel like you're sleeping a lot. But in ways, that's maybe designed for a reason. Our bodies need more sleep in the winter because we are just more susceptible to, you know, a weaker immune system because it's colder, because we're not seeing the sun as often. But, you know, just hitting on that, I agree with you so much in the sense of, you know, not going against what you believe in and what you feel optimizes your health. Because don't get me wrong, there's a time and a place, and like occasionally here and there, yeah, go out, have fun. But it's amazing what lack of sleep does to you more than just makes you tired. It could be so detrimental to your hormones, to your stress, to your goals. You know, I know there's a lot of people who struggle with weight loss, and literally it's just something as simple as they're not sleeping enough. They might feel like they're doing all the things, doing all the workouts, doing all the great eating, but they're not sleeping. So they're not going to lose the weight. So prioritizing sleep, I would say, to me, is the number one best evening routine you could have, is to make sure you're getting your sleep. And if you're finding yourself not being able to sleep, look at your factors. Like, what's going on in your life? Are you scrolling TikTok too much? Are you watching TV?
Or YouTube.
Or YouTube. Yes. Or YouTube. You know, all those things. Like, if you can just constantly be like, okay, at 9 o'clock or 9:30, the scrolling goes away. And even if you're laying in bed wide awake, like, why can't I fall asleep? Your body eventually will get used to that. And your body does. Your body gets used to the way you sleep. My husband and I, we joke, like, we're literally sleeping by 9:30 every single night, but we're also both up very early in the morning. Our body just knows when to wake up, and our body knows when to go to sleep. And when you can build that, I think it's important. But for someone who is looking to start a routine, I like what you said at the beginning before you kind of started talking, was consistency. I do think that's important, because We might not fully realize it, but our bodies thrive off of consistency. When you go to bed at the same time, when you're waking up at the same time, like, your body begins to acclimate to that. Your body begins to develop or release certain hormones around certain times because your body's so used to going to sleep at these times. And there's literally a reason why when you do something so often, your body, like, for example, go to sleep at a certain time, wake up at a certain time, your body will naturally start doing that. Like, have you ever heard of people saying that, like I always used to say to my dad, he would wake up every single day by 4 o'clock without an alarm. And I used to think that was the craziest thing in the world. Like, how in the world do you wake up that early without an alarm? And he's just like, because I've been doing it for so long. And the more and more I studied hormones and studied our bodies and studied our cortisol patterns, like, his body knows 4 o'clock we wake up. 4 o'clock, we release that cortisol and, like, really spike that cortisol to kind of have that rising cortisol to wake you up in the morning, because your body knows, okay, it's time to wake up. So developing that consistency. And the problem with the contrary of that is you don't have that pattern. Your body can't regulate itself. Your body doesn't know what's going on. And so that's, I think, something to really consider, is trying to find something that's consistent. And it doesn't have to be elaborate. And if you're sitting there being like, I enjoy my scrolling, okay, so be it. Like, go ahead and scroll. Like, do your thing. But if you're finding the scroll keeping you up till 1 a.m, that's something that I would say is a big concern. But yeah, if you like that's me. When we watch TV, you know, Joey would be like, you're on your phone. And I'm like, but this is my time when I get to scroll and do social media. I'm spending time with you. I'm watching TV with you. I'm sitting on the couch with you, but I don't get so invested into shows. Like, and that's my scroll time. And so don't be down on yourself if you feel like you have bad, quote unquote, habits for your evening routines, but just realize, hey, let's make something consistent and let's try to form a pattern around your sleep. Because I would say that is by far the most important evening routine you have, is to make sure you're getting the proper sleep.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brooke. And I guess, like, with my tip, it would be pretty much the same thing, you know, with when it comes to consistency. And I think like just another level of that is one thing I always recommend, you know, and I, you know, I do it with my kids, for instance, right? We have the same routine every single night that primes their body and their hormones, kind of like what you were saying, right, earlier with your body just gets used to that and understands now it's time for bed. It's the same concept, like with my children, right? Like, they take a bath and then they brush their teeth and then we read them a book, right? So why don't we do that as adults? You know what I mean? So my recommendation for everybody is, you know, yes, get consistency out of it. You know, don't go to bed one night at midnight, one night at 9, one night at 10, one night at 8, like, get some type of schedule that you can stick to as best that you can. And then from there, develop some type of routine before you get there. So Brooke and I each have a routine to some capacity. If you can develop like 1 to 3 things that you do every single night before bed, it's going to prime your hormones, prime your body to say, I'm rearing up for bedtime, right? And that's going to really help your ability to get into a better quality of sleep, you know. And, you know, that's just, as we all know, like, the better sleep you get, the more energy you have and mental clarity, and just life is so much easier when you sleep well, right?
Yeah.
So I would say if I could give you one takeaway, develop some type of routine, find 1 to 3 things that you do every night before you're going to bed, and just do it every single night, and then try to have that consistent time that you go to bed. You'll probably see a world of difference in how you feel every day.
Yeah. Totally agree with that. Well, thanks for tuning in. And we hope that you got some tips and tricks to build an evening routine for yourself. As always, if you have any questions, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us. You can email us. We have our email in the show notes of this, or hit us up on Instagram or Facebook. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you have and give you any tips or tricks outside of just this podcast. We're here to help you. That's what this podcast is for, to help you, to serve you, and to just really help you get the most out of life. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Confidently Flawed.